Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got a big hour lined up for you. Occupier charged with terroristic felony. We're protesting in front of the bank. Joker case gag. Media fight Colorado court ban. Well, yeah, you can't see the drugged up mind control, Patsy. Outrage in U.S. as black man is shot in the head while handcuffed in police car. We're going to be going over all that. An amazing video we aired last night of an abortionist saying, hey, we're getting rid of ugly black babies. Shut up. And, man, I've had liberal black folks on this show, and they just say, well, I like abortion. But then a black guy gets shot in the head. It's the end of the world. But, you know, kill. More blacks have been killed since Roe v. Wade than have been born. And I'm like, I don't want to kill the black people. And they're like, well, that's because you're racist. If you really love me and were liberal, you'd want to chop me up. So we're going to be talking about that. In closing, David Knight here in studio with us. We've got Holland van der Neuenhoff coming up in the third hour. What do you think of the InfoWars Command Center? I know we're pretty close to working out getting you down here in the fall. What do you think of InfoWars.com and seeing the inside of this place?
It's amazing. It really is kind of surreal to be here with you after watching you on TV and listening to it. But it's a real professional operation. It's great.
Well, we're trying to be professional.
It is. Well, it is. It is. Very professional.
If you do end up being a reporter down here, which I think, you know, again, is 95% there or so, what are you looking forward to doing most?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that really puts people in it is documentaries. And so, you know, I'd like to try to fill in some details, you know, for people who are new listeners, try to give them a background. And a lot of the stuff, you throw a lot of terms out that, you know, people who have been listening for a while understand. But, you know, maybe pull some stuff in from your documentaries, do some special reports or whatever to give people kind of a glossary.
No, I agree. I've always said this. My wife said everybody. We need a frequently asked questions area, the basics. What is the New World Order? Right. What is Agenda 21? Mm-hmm. What is false flag? What is the attack on the family?
Right, right. Because you've gone into a lot of detail on that on a lot of the documentaries. But, you know, without somebody sitting all the way through the documentary, just pulling out something that they can get a handle.
We need lots of 10-minute blurblitz.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. That's why I'm just like all in. We're going to get 6 reporters to make reports, many documentaries. I really want to get a big enough crew here where I can go back to documentary filmmaking. It's been 2 years just launching the nightly news, trying to get built up to this level, trying to raise the capital, spending time on sales. I never used to even worry about capitalizing. Now I'm like, I'm going to try to get as much money in here as I can so we can expand and be strong in the face of this. And they, you know, they could shut us down tomorrow, but that will only blow up in their face. But the point is, I don't want to look back later and wish I'd have done more.
Well, I think your newspaper is a great idea. I mean, in the area where I live now, Chapel Hill, we've got a very liberal, very Marxist paper, actually, called The Independent. And it would be a great counter to that. I think there'd be a lot of businesses that would be a lot more comfortable advertising with somebody that's all about.
Well, we need people to step up, and that's the whole franchisee plan. Once we beta test it and show people, if it's already profitable the first month, it comes out in September, we're going to start printing it in about 3 weeks, or no, 2 weeks. Man, time's flying. But the point is that it'll be our news, but a space for the local news, and then people get half the ad space.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's going to be the plan.
Yeah.
People are like, well, print's dying. It's dying because it's a bunch of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The establishment internet is dying, too.
Right, right. And talk radio. You know, there's a lot of talk radio where they just rehash talking points for Fox News. It's really, you know, people are turning that
off. It's controlled right wing, just to control the constitutional.
Right, right, right. It's just a party voice.
You know, we were number one in our Orlando station, number one in the people meters. Great station. Went spoke there, had it was almost 2,000 people show up, and then they just changed format. They said, "Yeah, we got top ratings. It's great, but we're going back to the other format." You know, that happens, but it's like we even get the top ratings, and it isn't good enough. You know, we beat Rush Limbaugh in Orlando. Just absolutely. They went from like number 6 in the ratings to number 1 with me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Pulled the whole station up to number 2. Just devastated the competition in a year. And then they just switched formats. We'll be back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play a report by Paul Joseph Watson here on air because he gives some of the background on an incredible video that's been picked up by the Daily Mail. The video is up at InfoWars.com. Pro-life campaigners post video of abortion doctor saying his work helps get rid of ugly black babies. That is a quote, and we are going to be playing that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to play a brief report from last night's nightly news with David Knight, who was just in studio with us last hour. That's coming up later in this hour. I want to open the phones up right now if you just joined us. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Thursday, the 9th day of August, 2012. We're blasting out on over 115 AM and FM stations and simulcasting on Global Shortwave as well as XM 166 and the free podcast every day after the show in the Listen tab at InfoWars.com as well as the live audio streams and the free iPhone Android apps also at the Listen page at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our Twitter is Twitter.com/RealAlexJones, one of many Twitters we have. And, of course, we have a whole bunch of Facebooks as well where we update a lot of photos and news. You can notice there's a lot more activity from us on all of those fronts as we gear up here in the face of the globalist. Okay, I want to give the number out right now, the toll-free number to join us on air on any of the issues we covered in the last hour, any of the news items that you've seen in the news you'd like to talk about. I noticed there were like four big bee attacks across the country here in the U.S. Imagine if that was a mass shooting, the type of hysteria we'd be hearing right now, because bees kill more people every year, as I pointed out ad nauseum, than guns do in mass shootings. We also have a report up at Infowars.com by Matthew T. Williams from Brothers in Arms Gun Show. We do How Do You Survive a Theater-Style Shooting? That report is up there right now. Now, I mentioned this. I talked about it some in the last hour. And you heard me last Wednesday say I have two IRS whistleblowers that one of them I've been talking to for 3 years, the other just in the last year or so. But in the last month or so, fast and furious, pun intended, we have been talking about just a mutiny at the biggest IRS center that covers five states, based in Austin, Texas, literally miles from where I sit. Giant IRS center, biggest employer in Austin, Texas, collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. They are being ordered, basically with no due process even, to take retirees' homes as they've retroactively changed tax laws on pensions and things. That's got them upset because they're even trying to take some of the IRS people's property who have been retired but are back in the workforce. They are being ordered. Now, here's the big news that's not in the Associated Press and Reuters in the last 2 days. They have been forced to report on this because last week I said we were going to have a whistleblower report soon dealing with illegal aliens being given tax ID numbers. You heard us talk about it last week. And I was just collating the data, and actually I was mentioning this last week, and CJ just brought in a Accounting Today article, IRS discouraged employees from identifying fraudulent ITIN applications, the fake tax ID numbers, which they can then get tax returns, they can get tax paybacks for children, and they go after citizens if they do this. This is for illegal aliens. It's part of the incentive. And they report 2.9 million ITIN, or 6.8 billion in 2011. And the word is it's a lot bigger than this. I was told by one of these people about addresses in Austin where hundreds of thousands of dollars a year goes. I mean, they'll do 20, 30, 40, 50. That's what I was saying. And he ran in here. CJ was searched. What I was saying is a lot of this, these whistleblowers are like, look, some of this is already public. This is months ago. You got to look into it. You got to cover it. And then in the last few weeks, they're like, look, this is really coming to a head. Morale has collapsed because we realize we're doing total criminal activity and our higher ups stay continuing. But here's what hasn't been broken yet. Well, let me hit this first. 150, and again, this is admitted now to have broken out of Austin. 154 mailing addresses that were used in 1,000 or more of the ITIN applications. 10 individual addresses were used for filing 53,994 tax returns, resulting in the processing of 86.4 million in fraudulent tax. See, I hadn't seen this. CJ ran in. I was talking about hundreds of thousands, 400, 500,000 at one Austin address. I was like, give me an example of the fraud. They go, half a million at one address, hundreds of tax returns. See, and I'm sorry, it's worse than that. This is just what my whistleblowers are telling me, because I'm right in the middle of the biggest IRS command center in the country. 154 mailing addresses were used 1,000 or more times on ITIN applications. 10 individual addresses were used for filing 53,994 tax returns. I mean, huge, huge information here. And it's in the Associated Press. They were ordered to stand down. And they've told them they will prosecute them. What did the ATF head say 2 weeks ago? He put out a video that, by the way, said restricted. They weren't supposed to release it, as if they're the CIA, and said, we're going to grind down on you. That's a quote. We're going to come after you if you release any information. You must go through the agency. An agency that bombed Oklahoma City and blew up Waco? I mean, that's who did it, the ATF. We've talked to the cops that were there. I mean, these are killers, folks. These are murdering terrorists at the top. Now, is there some ATF that aren't criminals? Well, surely. That's why this stuff got leaked. But they're telling them, we're going to come after you. This is very, look, the sky's the limit. They've gotten away with all this. They'll get away with anything. And if you think all this is just going to end with Mitt Romney, you got another thing coming. Sure, it repudiates the system if you get a one-term president, but they have to go to jail to stop this. They're going for broke. Folks, they're shutting down a third of the power plants nationwide, conservatively right now. Do you have any idea what that's going to do to our economy? They knew full well when they put a 20% tax 2 years ago on California that it would take a 22% unemployment rate and push it past 30, and now it has. It's a value added that you don't see in the bottom line, but it's added to the price. You don't see them say it's a tax, but you get it. These are criminals, folks. We have been seized by absolute filth. And of course they give the illegal aliens free money. And they admit that's who's getting it. Citizens aren't allowed to. They want an incentive to bring the illegals here to vote for gun control and tyranny. We've got a report of 100 million Americans on welfare now. 100 million. And they think the government's their friend. As the economy gets worse and worse, many people say, okay, I drop out. I go on welfare. Meanwhile, the system is going after lemonade stands, gardens, Amish, people selling tomatoes on the side of the highway. And why is that? Because they cannot allow that. They're banning cash all over the country in secondhand sales. Don't believe me? Just type in state bans cash and secondhand sales. Multiple states. They're coming. They mean business. They're arresting women when their kids draw with chalk on the sidewalk. A son in a little house with tulips growing, like my daughters do on the sidewalk. You're arrested. You're fined. You're going to jail. Because they want normal people to learn to be prisoners. Just like in Russia, just like in Nazi Germany, just like in China or Cuba. It's over if we don't wake up now. They mean business. And they will announce guns are banned. They got the bills introduced. They will start a civil war in this country. These are larcenists. They enjoy the robbing banks. They just learned how to rob societies. They like the fact they're in danger. They like the fact that they could go to prison, like Madoff and Ken Lay. These are maniacs. Folks, criminals of this mastermind level do it because they like it, okay? People are like, well, why would they want to screw up the most successful economy in the world? Because they want to dominate everything. Don't you understand how much danger we're in? Do any of you have any idea how much danger we're in right now? We are in so much trouble. Now, here's the big news that is not in the... I mean, they admit it's being used to steal identities, but the IRS is not just in a mutiny and having a crisis of conscience like people had in Romania against Ceausescu or Operation Valkyrie against Hitler, but it's more political because they're really realizing just how criminal they are. I mean, they're complicit in it. Just saying, oh, whistleblowing, I can't tell you. That doesn't cover what they've done. They all know they're involved in crime right now. Massive crime that's ruining lives. I mean, they jerked the wedding rings off people's hands as they retroactively change laws to set you up. I mean, it's about imploding. Here's the big secret. Millions of people a year, the number is 5 million, and I'm actually finding this out there hidden in plain view. 5 million people the IRS goes after a year, at least, are having their identity taken by organized crime syndicates and governments, Russia, China, you name it, our own criminal so-called government. Governments are releasing Social Security numbers on purpose. The comptroller didn't release those in Texas by accident. A Bank of America doesn't release millions by accident. They release them because it's a form of weaponized attack on America and other free societies. With these tax ID numbers, even though they don't match the Social Security numbers, now when you go in, the IRS won't even tell you when they've got you red flagged, your identity's been taken. They consider it you when the illegals or the crime syndicates both do it, sit there and take your identity and get all this money. You are going to have your bank account hit. And it's been going on for years now, but it's building. Your bank account is hit. The IRS takes your money saying you did fraudulent tax returns and it's never resolved and your life is destroyed. And the government likes it. I mean, this is power, folks. This is siege. Cutting our power off, letting the illegals and foreign governments jack up bills in our name. I mean, they are going to gut this country one way or the other. $22 billion to ship General Motors overseas. Carbon taxes to shut us down. I mean, we're under attack. the Federal Reserve wants this country destroyed. And they take the stimulus money and give it to offshore corporations to further bankrupt us. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're raiding non-union pension funds. That came out this week. I mean, wow. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big job. Big job.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. So, bottom line, here's what's happening at the IRS. They're being ordered with retroactive fake laws to just rob 70-plus percent of the money they're getting is just robbing retirees, taking everything they got, their houses, wedding rings, everything. It's just decimating their ranks, so they're mainly just hiring illegals and foreigners. They'll do anything they're told for whatever reason. That's who they're hiring. And like CPS in England's a bunch of foreigners don't even speak English. kidnapping the kids. And now they are told it doesn't matter if somebody stole that person's identity and did fraud in their name. Take their bank account. And they salute and take your account and ruin your life and feel bad about it. But it doesn't matter. You know, those that feel bad will get out, just like TSA. And those that enjoy it, the criminal conversion will happen. Until now, the TSA runs your background to make sure you're a criminal before they hire you. When they discover you're a criminal, you get the command job. Oh, you're a pedophile. You're a convicted pedophile. You'll be the commander. Oh, you are a convicted bank robber. You will be the commander. That's actually in the news. You are now the commander. You heard Dr. Pachenik yesterday had his class 3, that's narcotics, folks, sleeping pills stolen. I had a baby rattle stolen, $80-something Tiffany I bought in New York for my daughter when she was a few months old when I was in New York. Doesn't matter. Hey, I'm scum. I'm an American filth rag here to wipe the snout of criminals. And you know what? We put up with it, so we deserve it. Land of the pathetic cowards, home of the stupid slaves. So I know the IRS is listening in Austin, Texas. People are always like, you criticize the IRS, aren't you worried about getting arrested? No, most of them listen and know the truth. Most of them know it's criminal. They don't like it. Hey, that isn't enough to not like it. You've got to come out. You've got to fight it. Listen, this is only going to get worse if we don't start speaking out, folks. Oh, see, it wasn't about wealth redistribution to help the poor, was it? You know what it's really about. It's about shipping that money to offshore banks, isn't it? Does it feel good taking old people's houses all day? Does it feel good taking people's bank accounts because somebody stole their identity and you know it and you gave the codes out so they could do it? Does it feel good? No, it doesn't feel good. But you know what? The New World Order knows what they're doing. They know you're all going to leave. And they're just going to hire crooks. And then the real fun's going to start, isn't it? Yeah, tyrants have got this all figured out, don't they? The public isn't going to figure it out till everything we've got's taken, until the globalists lead us into a giant world war like they always do. And if the globalists succeed, they'll then reduce our population and the rest of it. And it doesn't matter, though, because the American team beat the American team in volleyball last night. And she thanked the troops like she always does. Miss May thanked the troops, which doesn't really help the troops. She should have said, it's wrong they're taking the death benefits of the troops. Of course, she doesn't know that. It's up to us to educate her. But if we did, would she? No, instead it's, I support the troops, which means supports putting the troops in a meat grinder, which means do what you're told, support the troops. Just throw that out there. Let's go to Antoine in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
I got a great story and two solutions. One story, it was about the CPS. I knew you always was telling the truth until I saw it from my own family.
The child pedophile services?
But this is way worse, what you're talking about. Okay, so my uncle, right, on my dad's side. Now, I really don't talk to him that much because a lot of them are criminals.
I understand. Tell me what happened.
So he did tax fraud. He had two kids. He used to use cocaine and his wife. So he took the kids, as they normally do. So my aunt, she never did none of that, so she tried to take, you know, custody. They kept fighting her. But guess who came in? It was Homeland Security.
And what happened?
They kept fighting her, and they won't let her see her. The kids, she said she saw them one time. They looked kind of drugged up.
Yeah, Homeland Security is into everything now. And, I've got the report right here. You got to kill the ugly black babies. So if they can't kill them physically, they're going to try to kill their brains. How old are these victims now in the clutches of the Jerry Sandusky Homeland Force?
They're 3 and 4, and yes, they are black. I am African American.
They want to kill them, so they probably will. Well, I'm sorry to hear that the Homeland Security's got them. They're going to try to brain damage him and then dump them out on the street as zombies when they're 18. So Homeland Security, of course you can't let a family member. The CPS fights to make sure children aren't given to families. But I'm sorry that you can't get the black leaders to help you. Their job is to make sure all the blacks are killed as quickly as possible as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it tears my guts out when people like the last caller call up and talk about little children being taken by the CPS. Because even though society's degenerating and a lot of parents are bad, the Justice Department's own numbers, last time I checked, was that you were 5 to 7 times, depending on what state, the average is about 5 times, to be abused by CPS than in any other environment. It is literally swimming with pedophiles. And that's on record. Children die 7 times more often. 2/3 of foster children nationwide are on more than 7 psychotropic drugs. This is all in the news. Medical doctors that have worked for the CPS have gone public because they say, yeah, we took a healthy 5-year-old. 2 years later, he was on 12 drugs, having seizures. They did brain surgery on him. He's dead. Yeah, that's a WOAI report. They even do medical experiments on them because the CPS gets more money the more sick your child is. And I have seen things myself with the CPS covering it back when I was just a local reporter 15, 16 years ago that I had to stop physically going and covering it because I couldn't handle it. I mean, torturing me is hurting children. That is absolute torture. They're innocent. They're good. I saw a cop choking a woman to make them give up her blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby they can get up to $500,000 for. And I opened the door, and the cop was choking her. And I had to fight all my instincts, as I knew, to defeat them. I had to stay out of prison. So my absolute hatred of their evil made me go out. But then I started crawling around on the ground outside, and I called into some talk radio shows. Couldn't even talk when I got on one of them. It was John Statmiller's show, broke down crime. People thought I was talking about my child, but it was my child. These are all our children. And I literally was crawling around on the ground because in my life, if I catch a man attacking a woman to kidnap a baby, I mean, I was just ready, ladies and gentlemen, to take that guy's head off with my bare arms. And it was the same type, smiling, leering type. You know, that they have a specialist to take the kids, and he was smiling, enjoying, grabbing the mother by the neck to make her sign it. And I just happened to come in. They called us, and they were pressuring. We got there. Mike Hansen was with me. He was behind me. He got some of it on tape. And they're like, get out of here, get out of here. And I saw it and became physically nauseous because I had to ignore all of my basic programming as a healthy male to let them do that. And it was just it makes me physically feel sick right now. I'm not kidding. I'm having flashbacks right now. And people are like, oh, what's the big deal? See, you've had your humanity taken, folks. Choking a woman to make them take their newborn baby for no reason because they're just a poor family. And all these people are like, oh, yeah, you know, blacks deserve to be in prison. You know, look at them, all this. Black folks have been the test model of all this. And they fan out with either blacks. To everybody else, I'm going to go to your calls. I want to play this Paul Watson report, and I'll go back to him. Margaret Sanger, I didn't just believe the quotes when I made Endgame. I sent off to the universities, to the Colgate Foundation and others, and Procter & Gamble subgroup, where Margaret Sanger's letter is about we've got to exterminate these black weeds, but we've got to pose as liberals to do it, and how they're going to break up the family and make abortion sexy. And so all of you folks that don't like black people out there or are scared of black folks, most white people I know actually admire, you know, black people and think it's neat and whatever because it's what, you know, different. But they're also real scared of black people. And the media does that on purpose. And then the culture of death, the gangsterism, all of that that's sold to black folks and then sold to everybody else is pure death. They want to abort them culturally if they can't abort them in the womb, or CPS them and get them on drugs, or get them in the juvenile justice system. And everything that's been tested on the blacks, government drug dealing in their neighborhoods, letting that be the red light district, that's exported to everybody else. And you can see that in society. In the 40s and 50s, the numbers vary, but black illegitimacy was 25% or so. Now it's over 90%. People spin it and say, oh, you know, what's wrong with not having a parent at home? The point is you're four or five times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs. And they know this, and they make it fun. They make it sexy. And everybody just turns their daughters over in junior high and high school to get pregnant, and the most aggressive gangster type come after them, and then you just have abortions. I mean, it's just a hellish society done by design to bring us down. And they kill 51% of blacks in this country before they're born. And whites, going back 50, 60 years ago, it was in single digits, single parent. Now it's over 50%. And with it, all of the stuff that comes with it. So this is what feminism was designed to do. And it hasn't empowered women. Look at where women are. Look at where the whole society is. We're destroyed. And I engaged in some satire there with the last caller, very dark satire, because it pains me that they've got the little kids and they're gonna basically kill their brains. not even kill them. You know, they kill them quite often. And it's just like, yeah, kids died in foster care. No big deal. You know, the head of Penn State's now gone to work for Homeland Security in something so secret they won't tell us. I mean, that's who runs this. People who like hurting kids. And so the caller was talking about Homeland Security getting involved. And yeah, they're involved in everything now. They're involved. They're showing up at swap meets and garage sales and arresting people. People are like, but I'm just selling an old toy. They're like, well, this was recalled 10 years ago. We're $1 million fine. We're taking your house. I mean, it's just creeping federal scum everywhere who work for terrorists that ship guns into Mexico and ship narcotics in from Afghanistan. I mean, this is a mafia. These are criminals. These are trash. These are filth. These are murderers. These are the scum of the earth. They're here to overthrow us. They're here to eat out our substance. Swarms of bureaucrats sent out to eat out our substance. It's here. And I'm just willing to tell you like it is and risk my life because there's no future if we don't beat them. See, that's why I get so mad people say I'm a hero. I want to make this point for the thousandth time. Folks, this is survival you're watching. This is fighting back. This is somebody recognizing a threat 18 years ago, trying to get into the media, getting my own little operation, building it piece by piece, and then everything I've talked about coming true as we build towards this, and now we've built some momentum against the enemy. We're at least in the fight because others before me saw the threat even before I did, and we all stand on their shoulders together now. The Department of Energy took more than 4,000 children and radiated them to death, ladies and gentlemen. The admitted declassified reports talk about the different dosages. Sometimes they would melt them like an egg on a skillet to the stretcher, to the metal table. That's who runs the government. Now, people that take little kids and put them in a thing and microwave oven them. I was at a kid's house one time, and I've had nightmares about it, because I'll stomp on a cockroach. But he goes, watch this, and he grabs a big palmetto bug. It was in Dallas. So he was actually a few years older. We were at his brother, who was in college, his apartment. And he goes, watch this, and scoops up a big cockroach and puts it in a baggie and puts it in the microwave. And I'll never forget that roach scabbering around trying to get out of that bag, and that bag moving around. Just that, it was the torturing of it. I have nightmares about it. Can you imagine those little kids being fried down on that? I mean, that's who runs America and the whole world. They think it's strength. That's why Satan has sacrificed kids. It's about the power to take a little baby. And Satanists will take hours lancing it and sucking the blood and torturing it. And I mean, it's just like, what? I mean, we've got to beat these people. There's not... You're crazy if you just go party and don't care and let the evil grow. The good people of this country are buying guns. We're buying millions a month. We know who the enemy is. We're trying to fix things as best we can. But everybody has to draw their line in the sand. But we are overrun by demons. If demons aren't real, might as well be. These people are demons. And I've seen them. I've looked in their eyes. I know who they are. And reality is so crazy. And evil is duplicating itself, replicating, doubling every year now. Soon it'll be every month. And then evil will start doubling every week, every day, every hour. That's how it works. I mean, it is just because they're getting us all just accustomed to just the craziness. I mean, the magnitude of letting them take your 2-year-old son or daughter and strip them in front of people at the airport or take them crying behind closed doors where some weird, creepy pedophile right out of central casting takes your crying 5-year-old daughter behind closed doors. We abort our babies. Of course we're going into hell. We lie to ourselves that Gloria Steinem. Guys, pull up Gloria Steinem. I had an abortion. Type up Gloria Steinem. I had an abortion. We'll show the photo of people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's her smiling, making an Illuminati sign. She's going, I had an abortion. And she's saying it's a sacrifice. She goes, I killed my baby. And I like it. I mean, it's one thing if you killed your kid. It's one thing, you know, if it's in the first trimester and you made excuses or whatever. It's another thing to say, I killed it. That level of evil and icy wickedness actually makes my heart flutter. My heart just fluttered. I mean, when I image those eyes, those cold, snake-like eyes of Gloria Steinem, like a viper. You ever come up on a water moccasin or a rattlesnake in the woods? We got a ranch. I'll come up on both. One time I had a deer rifle. The other time I had an AK-47 semi-auto. Both times they were coiled up on a riverbank, creek bed bank. And I just step back and lower the rifle. That viper's just looking at you with those snake eyes, those great white eyes, those one-way eyes. Looking at you. That's how she just looks at you. Here, I'll show you guys. Watch this. Gloria Steinem. I'll put it in the search engine. We can punch up my computer. Gloria. There it is. There it is. Yep. Move it up a little bit. Thank you. I had an abortion. Yeah, that's not the full photo. Let me pull it up. The full photo is actually from Planned Parenthood. It's a promotion they did. Gloria Steinem. I had an abortion. It's all part of flaunting it in your face. Images. Here it is. Guys, just punch up my screen here. I've got it. You'll just punch up my screen. I'll show people. There you go. I had an abortion with an Illuminati sign of sacrifice. She says, I opened up my third eye when I had him put a blender in me. Now, let's go ahead. That is saying kill people up to age 3. Now let's go ahead and go to killing the ugly black babies, to quote the abortionist. This is standard procedure. Here it is.
Here's another crazy story. Abortionist sees aborting ugly black babies as a service to the taxpayers. Now, we got this video of a pro-life Christian group confronting an abortion doctor. The doctor says his abortion saved taxpayers money, prevent shootings like the one in Colorado, and rid the world of ugly black babies. So let's go to the clip.
Okay, you get it?
You would rather profit off of those children?
No, I'm not profiting. I, as a taxpayer, do not wish to pay for those babies to be born and brought up and kill those people in Colorado. Go ahead and pay for that. Let me see you adopt one of those ugly black babies.
We do.
You tell us, we'll adopt them.
Yeah, go ahead. Adopt those babies, okay? Take them off the taxpayer's money, okay?
Give us a chance to adopt them.
So there you have it. Basically, they confront the abortionist, and he says, why do you want all these ugly black babies? Taxpayers just going to have to pay for them anyway. And then, of course, they all go on to commit mass shootings like the one in Colorado. Makes perfect sense, right? Well, it goes right to the heart of what we've discussed many times, which is what abortion is all about at its foundational level, which is modern-day eugenics and racism. Of course, you can trace it back to Marie Stopes, and even before that, Marie Stopes was this big women's rights activist who is celebrated in Britain. They put a face on the stamps and everything. And she was the person who helped open the first abortion clinics in Britain back in the 1920s. And by the 1930s, she kept herself busy by writing love letters to Adolf Hitler while advocating compulsory sterilization of non-whites and other people with, quote, bad character. This is the woman that's the big denizen of the women's rights movement in Britain. And now her charity, Marie Stopes International, advertises in women's magazines through these public relations articles, encouraging women under 30 years old to be sterilized so they can't have kids. And all the women read this, and it's all very trendy now to get sterilized before the age of 30. And basically, she, while she was busy writing love letters to Hitler and saying how great his population control policies were, she was setting up all these abortion clinics in poor areas of Britain. And who did she leave her estate to when she died? Well, the Eugenics Society, better known today as the Galton Institute, which, according to its own website, promotes funding, quote, for the practical delivery of family planning facilities, especially in developing countries. So in other words, the same organization that once advocated sterilizing black people to achieve racial purity in the same vein as the Nazis, as Marie Stope wrote her love letters to Adolf Hitler, is now bankrolling the abortion of black babies in the Third World. And, of course, you can trace the same trajectory back to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. Of course, they're in the United States. They also set up all the abortion clinics in the poor areas, in the areas where black people live. And Sanger was on record as a racist to advocate the sterilization of black people. And, of course, she was also part of the Galton Institute, formerly the Eugenics Society. So no surprise that modern-day abortionists now cite the necessity to get rid of, quote, ugly black babies as part of their job.
All right.
Because that's the bottom line about
the
abortion.
The rest of Paul Watson's report is up at InfoWars.com. We've also got recordings of Planned Parenthood advertising to donors that, yeah, we'll guarantee all your money goes to kill black babies. Because that's what it was. And again, then you got to put up with all the black folks conditioned that white people are all evil and 95% of them voting for Obama. And I'm not saying vote for Mitt Romney, but Obama has massively increased the money to kill as many black people as possible, not just here, but in Africa. So here's the deal. I don't have any guilt myself. I hadn't done jack squat to you. Stop obsessing over fake racial issues of inequality while you're murdering your own people. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Push your guests back to about 15 after so we can get to your calls. If you want to support what we're doing, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the free podcast. Please sign up for our free newsletters at Infowars.com/newsletter. You'll also get the free newspaper/magazine when it comes out in a few weeks there. If you're signed up for that, a digital copy, we're going to have hard copies available. Also, buy the books, the videos, the high-quality ProPure water filters at Infowars.com or Infowarsshop.com. They are discounted. They're 10% off. Nobody's got that price with the promo code WATER. There's a lot of great videos, books. All of it is about the info war, and it's important to have hard copies of all these. All of my films, all the films we carry, Noble Lie, exposing the current people in power for their activities in stage terror. Shane Crew back under Clinton's time that did Oklahoma, the Justice Department, just vicious killers. And we need your help to expose these murderers immediately. So this is just the truth. I mean, only the truth is going to set us free. And we used to run by absolute murdering criminals. And you're like, well, why don't they murder you? Because if they do, it'll highlight everything I've said and done. They've already tried to infiltrate us, set us up, shut me up, demonize me. God stands with those that stand firm against evil. Doesn't mean I won't be destroyed. But we must defeat these globalists. All right. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We'll go to your calls this segment, the next segment, and part of the next. Try to get at least this group of callers out of the way. They've been holding the longest. Steve, Evan, Dave, Bruce, and others. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. We were blessed to meet you out here at the Bilderbergs, and we're out here at that time with you and Aaron. But I had a question. I was wondering, do you see any relationship between the chemtrails and the drought, the severe weather going on?
I predicted probably 500 times on air in the last decade, because the government said they do it. I didn't really predict it. Owning the weather, weaponizing the weather, that they are engaging in weaponized weather operations to bankrupt the country. They've got more than half the country in emergency. And then they say, pay Al Gore money for carbon taxes, and the bad weather will go away. And polar bears will learn how to swim again, and so will penguins. There's no doubt they're doing weather modification everywhere. They admit they are. They just say it's classified. Bill Gates is dumping sulfur dioxide all over the U.S. publicly, and he gets taxpayer money to do it. He gets paid to dump it on you, and it's in the news. And they're jacking with everything, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed at the airport here nearby, I've seen one day I actually saw this plane go by. It probably was outfitted for chemicals, but it had the Evergreen on it. I know that's supposed to be the company. Is it one of the main companies dealing with the that has the contract for that the chemtrail or the putting that stuff out?
I've seen those reports, and I know they're a shadowy group, but most of the spraying is around storms to manipulate them when it's done specifically. But they have patents where the nuclei are added to jet fuel through the three big distributors, so the companies don't even know. Then they work with airline manufacturers to even slightly change the turbine settings to disperse it better. So it's in the jet fuel, sir.
Uh-huh. A lot of the planes, the crews don't even realize that they're putting
No, they don't even know. There's over 50 patents on it. It's so diabolical, it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, I appreciate the information. We're strong supporters. We're always telling people things. We're trying to share with them, trying to wake people up. Sometimes it's a challenging thing.
Well, yeah, when you're faced with pure evil, the average person just doesn't know how to deal with it. Plus, when the pure evil dances around and goes, I'm liberal, I'm loving, sweetie, sweetie, for your own good.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.